Steven Zardi here for another edition of Hail and Hog Talk, and I'm joined here by Terrence Garvin. And Terrence, we know that you grew up a Redskins fan, but your favorite player was Sean Taylor.
Yes.
What do you remember most about Sean during his playing days?
Man, I remember. He used to just play so hard. I remember he used to always just catch people. Like, I just remember he always just catch people slipping. I remember the Pro Bowl. Like, I remember the hit in the Pro Bowl when he hit the punter. I remember it. Like, I remember where I was at. I was on the couch, and I was just watching the Pro Bowl like it was nothing. And I seen it coming. I swear, I seen it coming. Caught Buddy in the hole, and it's just like, that's my favorite play. You know what I mean? I love Sean Taylor.
Did you jump up when you saw that and got real excited?
I got super excited. I used to love watching him play. You know what I mean? Like, the way he played, how hard he played, how physical. Like, I really used to just love watching him play. I wanted to play safety. Like, I played safety trying to be like, all right, this is what I want to play. I'm trying to be like Sean T.
What is that? I mean, ultimately, you play linebacker. You outgrew the safety position. But how long was it that you wanted to play safety because of Sean?
Right. I wanted to play safety. My first year in the league, I still wanted to play safety. Like, I wanted to be a safety my whole time. Like, that's what I wanted to play. Like, that's what I wanted to do all the time.
Do you have a favorite memory outside of Sean Taylor as growing up a Redskins fan?
Growing up a Redskins fan outside of Sean Taylor? I remember, as crazy as it sounds, I remember kind of like when he died. You remember when he died? And it was like that next game, I just remember how like the Redskin Nation, just everybody just appealed to him. You know what I mean? It just took in the whole like his presence. You could still feel it. You know what I mean? I remember, I feel like Clinton Porter scored. He pulled up his shirt and started waving and doing all that. And it's like, I just remember that. You know what I mean? I loved it. You know what I mean?
What was it like walking into the facility the first time? It was a place that Sean Taylor was at, and a place that Clinton Portis, Santana Moss, guys you grew up watching, to walk into that building the first time.
It was cool. It was exciting. You know what I mean? They still got their numbers on the ground in the parking lot. So it was like I was taking pictures kind of before I went in there like that, because that's pretty cool. But, I mean, it was cool. It felt good. Felt like a good place to be.
And some of those guys, ultimately, they were first-round picks. They entered the league and with a lot of you know, attention around them. You came in actually as a tryout player, correct?
Right.
What was that like for you? I mean, you're a guy that they don't really consider you to be much, maybe at first. Then you come in, you're a tryout player, you sign with the Steelers, now you're still in that league years later.
Right. I mean, the story is wild, you know what I mean? To be continued, Lord is willing. And it's just like, I'm excited. Like coming in on that 3-day tryout, they weren't really, you know what I mean? They really didn't know who you were. And it was kind of a little joke, but when I went there, asked for some tights, you know what I mean? Tights, like you wear when you're under your pants. They're like, you're only gonna be here for 3 days, like you don't need no tights. So it was like 3 years later, I had just left. So it was like, it's a blessing, you know what I mean? You just gotta work hard, just keep going.
Well, you're still here, and we're happy to have you on tonight. Thanks, man.
Thank you, bro.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate you.